games with two of them now.
Look,
Three,
Supreme
technically,
Festival.
It was a
because you've
really
met
long
Vertigo,
time ago.
too.
NATO,
Manda,
I demand you get me some water.
you demand it.
I demand it for your indiscretions.
But do you demand it?
Oh, wait, there's still water in this cup.
Oh, nothing, no one.
No, I did. I was just choosing to ignore it.
I was gonna say
Oh,
if you
dude,
get.
I was double muted where I just said physical pain.
Excellent.
My favorite one of recent times that you did, though, was not even particularly egregious. I don't know, it stuck with me, was just when it was the purchasing an urn of shadows. Like, you can't buy one, you have to earn it.
Travis, have you cleaned your bod yet?
It turns out it was nobody in the shower. It's that our every now and then the bathroom, the toilet, the thing doesn't actually close, so it'll just sit and run and drain water.
Oh,
So,
so you were just sitting there waiting for like no one to get out of the shower?
yeah. And then I got up and I was just about to bang on the door and ask what was going on and saw the lights out and it's just the toilet's running, just straight, just been running for the last 2, 30 minutes at least since I got up.
That's not good for your water bill.
Nope.
Oh, hey, question to a couple of the fellows that are here. If I were to stream episodes of Steven Universe like I streamed episodes of Adventure Time, would anyone be interested?
Yeah, I'd
Sure.
watch.
I've heard good
It's
things.
really good.
If I am
an
an episode, so yeah, I'd probably try it. I don't know anything about it really.
It's really good. I like it a lot.
No, that Tumblr adores it.
It is full of anime bullshit. You'll all love it.
Excellent.
Sign me up. That's all I need.
Like they make a lot of anime references, but like really like kind of deep ones that you'd have to be like, oh my God, I can't believe they just referenced that. Like there's a straight up Junji Ito reference in one of the episodes. And it's not just like even like a little reference, like it's a hardcore Amigara Fault reference. And you're like,
Was the
isn't
hole
this a
made for
kid's
him?
show? Actually, yes. That's all I'll say.
Yo, Travis.
Yes.
Outside of the what is it, Boros Fanatic, Boros Loyalist, whatever, the one drop that has battalion. Are there any other good one drop goblins? I can't think of any.
What's 10th Street? The red one. Is that he? Isn't he a one
Oh,
drop?
no, you're right. Foundry Street Denizen. Yeah, he's a one drop. He'd be all right.
Goblin guide.
Yeah, I'll do him. No, fuck that. Travis, part of the goal of this group is to not be the Ultra Spiker member.
You asked if there were any one-drop goblin.
Okay, I will accept I asked for it, but I can't do Goblin Guide in good conscience.
You can, you'll
Actually,
just
I
get
was gonna ask,
shamed.
Travis, so there, do you know of any instants, or enchantments that actually would be good for a insect deck?
Insect tribal isn't really a thing unless you're making tokens, then you want anything that increases tokens or
Yeah, he doesn't have a
death.
bunch of token gen. I already got, let's see. Well, we got some of the basics in there. If you're wanting instants or sorceries, is generally what you're going to want, though, is stuff to cover bases that aren't just the creatures and don't directly interact with your insects at this point.
Okay.
Like mana ramp type things, burn since you're running red, or just straight up removal since you have white. Just things that get help you by not actually interacting with your creatures, but help get rid of other things.
Okay. I have one thing like that. No one has actually played any flying cards. I haven't been able to use it. I have one called Eaten by Spiders. It just destroys a target flying card.
Isn't that the one that you eat the spider? You get destroyed, and then you get spiders back. No,
No.
that's something different.
No. I know it has another effect. I can't remember
It's
what it
destroy all
is.
equipment also.
That's it. Thought that might have been it.
You whippersnappers and your equipment.
Are you back from the days of Affinity, Max? Or
What
Axe?
now?
Excuse
Oh.
me.
No, he's
Yeah.
way older than that.
Are you
No,
back from the
I
Mirage?
stopped. No, I stopped playing. My last expansion was still one right after Urza's Block.
Jesus fuck.
I started playing again in a little bit in Mirrodin, where yeah, I did play Affinity.
Oh,
you're an
I'm
evil
an asshole.
Asshole.
Did you play Skull Clamp? Did you Skull Clamp it up?
Skull Clamp, fucking what's that? That that
yes.
That priest who hurts people when you kill
yes,
artifacts.
That douchebag.
Priest of Gix or some shit.
Yeah, priest of Gix. Disciple of Gix. Affinity, for those that don't know.
Disciple of the Vault, by the way. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But Disciple of the Vault is in the turn zero win, in which you win during your opponent's turn, that their starting turn.
Yeah. Affinity, for that those that don't know, is an ability that is... for every artifact you control, the casting cost of this thing goes down by one. So one artifact makes it, instead of being like a two, cost two, it costs one. Problem is that they made artifact lands, which are free to play once per turn, and so you could cheat out things super quickly, and it made everybody angry.
Little frog dudes everywhere.
Frogmite! Fuck that little asshole!
Yes, Frogmite! Best one's Thoughtcast, though, the draw cards for two cards for just one blue, basically.
The, oh, I'm basically Ancestral Recall, or the closest thing Type 2 will ever see to it, yeah.
Yeah. I
They're
do
like,
think
we can't print Brainstorm again. That card is too powerful.
Fuck Brainstorm. But yeah, this is still dumb. Either way, though, I think this is everyone we're going to have since Hannah wasn't here and Josh isn't playing, so.
Yep. So,
if that is the case, let me go upstairs real quick so I can start recording.
All right. I was still in the kitchen.
Yep. I'm recording also.
So yeah, I'm making Krenko.
Yep, no, but really, really, I've always been a combo guy. So, my favorite deck of all time was the Cadaverous Bloom, which...
Oh, yeah, that one. I still know about the one where the guy won when he didn't have his win con in his deck. Because he bolt, like, bullshitted his way, like he did.
Dude,
the thing where
Mike
he started
Long
up.
Is a son of a bitch and a cheating motherfucker, but that was one of the most awesome things to ever happen in organized Magic play.
He's such an asshole, but that one thing was so good.
Not only is he is a legit like cheater. Like they found a Cadaverous Bloom like in his lap.
Yep,
heard about that bullshit. Yeah,
that's why he's not allowed to play ever. I think he's one of the only permabans.
And but he was still big enough that before that happened, he actually got a card with him on it.
Yep. Yeah, the Rootwater Thief.
Yeah, that's it.
Is recording. Okay. I guess so. We'll just jump right in there and do highlights. So I'll go order on my screen here. So Marcus the Infernal, who's got strings on him?
I believe I have one. Yeah, I have one.
I do not.
Yep, none here.
Let me double check.
Oh, right, physical dice. I need physical dice for this game.
Don't. I have a roller.
Well, I'm going to use physical dice because they're here.
Wow, I see how it is. No,
that's right.
I have one
yes,
string
Max,
on him.
This is what, I am too good for your roller. I'm just going to establish that right now.
Depending on how it treats me, I might be good too good to it.
Zach, how many strings you got?
On who?
On Marcus.
None.
All right, I guess I'll say mana fuses.
Aw, okay.
My strings are not going to come up at all.
Let's see. What are you good at?
Murder.
Infernals are the antisocial. They're dark vol.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will tag hot.
I'm going to go with volatile. Next up is Rix.
So
I have two.
What's going on, since I've never played
before? Okay.
Before?
So yeah, I was actually going to get to explain that. So what this is at any given
Travis.
Time by session basis, but. You technically can make it longer, but it's easier with session basis. Whoever has the highest strings on a person and the GM both get to choose one of your four stats. Each of them get to choose one, so there'll be two tagged. When in a scene you roll something that uses one of those stats, the first time you use one of those stats in a scene, you get an experience.
Okay.
So the first time each, right?
Yeah,
each,
first
yes.
time each. You can get up to two experience in a scene through this.
If you manage
then
to use
one from
stats.
Yeah, and then you can get one from each move you have. Like, you can't, let's say you're chosen with Growing Pains. If you fail to protect your friends four times, you don't get four experience.
Okay,
but,
so it's just, you can only use it once. Are you only getting experience
once?
Yeah,
Once per scene. Once, we'll hear when the scene resets, or we'll ask about when the scene resets. Sometimes it's clear.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So this is basically how you get experience, and also it kind of dictates based on the player and the GM what they kind of want you to be doing, basically, because it'll give you more reason to steer your character in that direction. So if someone gives you hot, you'll be more likely to manipulate motherfuckers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, like that's – just pretend that's the role people will be using with hot more.
Mm. Yeah, it's the
– let's be perfectly honest here.
Yeah.
I have two on Rick's.
I think you're the same on that one.
Technically, Hannah has more, but she's not here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll say hot. I want Zambi to be continually hot.
Make any sense?
I'm going to go with cold.
That makes more sense.
I'm not a Zambi. I'm a ghoul, motherfuckers. There's a difference.
Tomato, tomato.
All right. Next up is it Holly, right? The vampire.
Holly, H. I'm not sure if you said Polly or Holly.
No, Holly, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
I can't, actually. I never clicked on... Let me see if I can find it in, like, the old conversation.
Wait, no, I got it now, okay. There we go.
I have four strings on Holly.
Damn.
All right, so
how the fuck did that happen?
So I had to give two from my one, and I gave it to him, and then he chose one that I get some on a little bit on him, but he gets more on me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do hot, sure. Let's see an awkward yes. Vampire.
Everybody hot!
New vampire, hot as hell.
I'm gonna go with... Yeah, I'm gonna go with cold.
Yes. I'm just gonna go with hot.
Yes!
Alright, Ren the Witch. Who's got the strings?
Who's got the strings?
Two.
Who's got
the
strings? Strings on. I only have strings on one person.
Strings on which?
I believe right. Holly is the only one.
That's Holly.
All right, so let's go dark.
Good.
Match. Gonna go cold.
Sweet. It's like playing a serpentine all over again.
You're 3 for 3 for cold. You just want us to fucking shut people down left and right tonight, Axe.
Or he wants us all to hold steady because he's gonna throw some bullshit at us.
Anyway,
shit.
And remain the ghost.
One.
None.
One.
Rob. Oh, God. Why do you have one on me, Max?
Being a vampire, I'm beautiful. I have a string on everyone.
Oh, right. You have a string on everyone. Right, right. Okay. Man, I know why Amanda has one on me. All right. I choose then, don't I? Mm-hmm. All right. Since it's the more plot relevant of the two, I'll go with Amanda for the first one here.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'll have you do cold.
Okay.
And then I will go with dark.
Sounds plan.
Alright, so everyone's got those all set. Let me just pull something up here.
Travis, I didn't know this is your first Monster Hearts game. I'm really excited.
Yes, I've only listened.
Not even full much of that, as far as I remember.
He's only watched the cartridge. He hasn't participated in it.
He likes to watch.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Busy with things.
Being
stuff.
Smart. You're busy being a smart man.
Travis Smartman.
Travis Smartman, attorney at law.
Huh.
Yeah, just wait for Max to get back, and then we'll start it up proper.
I'm back. I was getting water.
Okay.
Yeah, well...
Alright. I need a 5 real quick. Okay. So just think about lunch. I'll be right back.
Mysteries.
Man, I wish I had more time. He'd take all that stuff he gathered and make some special snacks for the pep rally. But there's not enough time. This pep rally's gonna end in blood and tears and explosions. Like any good Michael Bay movie.
Just you and me, Zach.
So quiet.
I guess so. And and Travis. Travis.
I've been here, I've just been quiet.
Don't mind me, Mr. Creepy.
Hey, it's that's like my job. Step off.
Everybody back, or...
I have Nate making me tea, but...
Okay, that's cool.
We don't need him.
How fucking dare he?
Fuck Rick's... tea.
Rick's picked the perfect person to help him with this plan. He picked the person who can just be like, yeah, give the fireworks to me, and then phase through the wall.
Huh, right, you're a ghost.
Not that Rick knows that, I think.
Forgot that. So
yes, I'm the ghost, and I took dissipate. So
listen,
yeah.
People, you need to know I make shit up as I go. I don't know what I'm
doing.
I'm
not actually doing anything during the lunch period. So
okay,
run this part without me.
All right.
I'm just making tea here. It's probably gonna take me a little bit.
No worries. Yeah. So